We are really fortunate to have you on. We are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. So today's verse is 6.9.41 onwards. Prabhuji, before I hand over the call to you, I would like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Today we have with us His Grace Toshan Nimai Prabhuji. He has been serving as a full-time brahmachari at ISKCON NVCC Pune at the temple since 2013. He was initiated by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj in 2014. He teaches courses based on Vedic wisdom as a guest faculty in many reputed institutes in Pune. He has written a widely appreciated crime fiction called Weed Out, which informs the perils of addiction and ways to move out of it in an engaging way. He has also authored a brief biography of Srila Prabhupada called The Captain, which contains the life of Srila Prabhupada with various lessons drawn from it. Toshan Nimai Prabhuji, along with a team of translators, have translated books from English to Hindi and Marathi. He also runs a daily Bhagavatam recitation group in which many devotees are learning text and meaning of various prayers of Bhagavatam. Prabhuji founded a crowdfunding platform called Vidyarta for distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books to school libraries by contributions from alumni. He has also co-founded a mobile application, Vaishnava Seva, to connect volunteers with temple services for worldwide ISKCON temples. He is a director of Vital, which organizes courses in the field of theology, arts, and linguistics. Prabhuji is also a member of the GBC SPT. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Prabhu.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Madhus, for introducing me. Hare Krishna. So, we shall have small kirtan in the beginning. Should we start?
Okay.
So, can we sing some bhajan related to Gaura Mahaprabhu rather than Jai Radha Madhava, because Gaura Purnima is approaching next week. So, we shall chant the bhajan related to Gaura Mahaprabhu. It's fine?
Yes, Prabhuji. You can share on the screen.
Yeah. I'll share my screen. One second. So, because Gaur Purnima is coming, we'll chant this bhajan. Kali Kukura Kadal Jadi Chaur. Kali Kukura Kadal Jadi Chaur. Kali Kukura Kadal Jadi chao he kali ko pura kadan Jadi chao he kali ko pura kadan Jadi chao he kali yuga pavan kali vayanashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Vayanashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Gada Dhara Madana Nitayera Pranakana Advaitera Prapujita Gora Gada Dhara Madana Nitayera Pranadhana Advaitera Prapujita Gora Nimai Vishwambhara Srinivas Ishvara Bhakta Sumuha Chitta Gora Nimai Vishwambhara Srinivas Ishvara
Bhakta Samuha Chitta Chora Kaliyuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Kaliyuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Nadiya Shashadhara Mayapura Ishvara Nama Pravartana Sura Nadiya Shashadhara Mayapura Ishvara Nama Pravartana Sura Grihijana Shikshaka Nyasikula Nayaka Madhava Radha Bhavapura Grihijana Shikshaka Nyasikula Nayaka Madhava Radha Bhavapura Kali Pupura Karan Jadi Chao He Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Vaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Vaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Sarvabhama Shodhana Gajapati Tarana Ramananda Poshana Veera Sarvabhama Shodhana Gajapati Tarana Ramananda Poshana Veera Rupananda Vardhana Sanatana Palana Haridasa Modana Dheera Rupananda Vardhana Sanatana Palana Haridasa Modana Dheera Brajarasa Bhavana Dushtamata Shatana Kapati Vighatana Kama Brajarasa Bhavana Dushtamata Shatana Kapati Vighatana Kama Shuddha Bhakta Palana Shushka Jnana Tadana Chala Bhakti Dushana Rama Shuddha Bhakta Palana Shushka Jnana Tadana Chala Bhakti Dushana Rama Kali Kukura Karana Jadi Chao He Kali Kukura Karana Jadi Chao He Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gao He Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitaya Hare Krishna. So actually we are worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan. Generally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped through Sankirtan. So long kirtan, and now we'll chant Mangalacharan prayers. Or first we recite the shloka, Mataji, and then we chant Mangalacharan prayers.
Krishna Prabhu, can you please read the meaning of the bhajan?
Sure. We should read the meaning of this very beautiful meaning of this song. I'll read the meaning. Okay, the Kali Yuga is like a dog. Kali Kukur, Kali personified is like a dog. If you want to get rid of this dog, what do you do? Then yes, sing the glories of beautiful son of Mother Sachi. He is the savior of Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga Pavan. He is a Kali Bhayanashana, destroyer of all fears caused by the age of Kauravi. So in the Kali Yuga, there are so many fears we have. Today's shloka we're going to read. So we'll discuss more about this. So who is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He maddens Sri Gadadhar with his name, Gadadhara Madhara. Gadadhara is always chanting the names of Gauranga and maddening in that ecstasy. Gadadhara Madhara. He is a treasure of the life of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So generally we sing, what we sing? That if you want to please Nitai, then you should always chant Gauranga's name. Gauranga boliya Gauranga, no, Dubahu tuliya, Nachiya Nachiya Bhaira. Gauranga boliwe Gauranga. Poi dukhe rabushana. No, bhaja Gauranga, kaha Gauranga, laha Gauranga. Eja Gauranga bhaje, sihoyama prana. That anybody who chants the names of Gauranga, he becomes the life and soul of Nityananda Prabhu. So he's a treasure of the life of Nityananda Prabhu. He's the most worshipable object of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya Prapujita. So Advaitacharya, teaching by his own example, worshipping Lord Gauranga. He's affectionately named Nimai by his mother due to being born under a neem tree. And he has been named Vishwambar by his grandfather. Who is his grandfather? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather.
Nilambar Chakravarti.
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth, because he took birth on the neem tree, he was called Nimai. Then because he was golden in complexion, he was called Gauranga. And then when his Nilambar Chakravarti, his maternal grandfather, came, he was a great astrologer. And checking his charts and checking his hand, he told, this child is going to be a very, very great soul. He is going to deliver entire universe. He's like Lord Vishnu. And then he gave him a name, Vishwambar. He is the only lord of Shivas, Sri Shivas, Srinivasa Ishwara. He steals the hearts of all assembled devotees. Bhakta Samoha Chitachora. Everybody is attracted. So we'll discuss more actually in the session. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya is a moon or Nadia Shashadhar. So there are two moons actually. Who are the two moons? Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. One moon and one sun has appeared. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they're like a sun and moon rising at the horizon of Gaurodesh at the same time.
such a wonderful, it never happens. So in material world, there are so many miseries are there, we become hot, right? But we need light also, so we need sun. But effect of a sun is cooled by the moon, right? So both have appeared as a sun and moon to give light and heat. And you know, that heat is not, that heat is also combined with the shitalta, you know, the coolingness of a moon. Nadi Ashashadara, Mayapura, the Lord of Mayapur, Mayapurdha, Mayapur Ishwara, and the divine propagator of his own name, Nama Paravartana Sura, is instructor of family men, Ruhijana Shikshaka. He is also hero of those who are in the renounced order of life. Nyasikula Nayaka. So there can be total class on this discuss in detail. Yes, he is the husband of goddess of fortune, Madhava, and he is overflowing with ecstatic moods and sentiments of Srimati Radharani, Radha Bhava Pura. So Gaurang Mahaprabhu has come in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And through her, we understand ecstatic moods and sentiments of Srimati Radharani. Shri Radhaya Pranayamaiva Kidrusho Vaneva Swadhyayana Adhut Madhurima Kidrusho Amadhyaya Sokhyam Chasya Madhanavata Kidrusho Vaitilova Tad Bhava Andesamjani Sachi Garapasindho. Parindu, who could understand the moods of Srimati Radharani? What kind of happiness she experiences when she tastes Krishna? What kind of qualities in Krishna she relishes? Nobody can understand unless Gaurang Mahaprabhu appears. That's why we sing in a song. Jadi gaur na hoite tabe ki hoito ke mone dhari tambe radhar mahima prema rasa sima jagate janati ke. So only through gaur na hoito tabe ki hoito. Gaurang Mahaprabhu not have come, who could understood the ecstatic feelings of Srimati Radharani? Nobody could understand. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his past times revealed the supreme treasure of Golok Vrindavan, the love of Srimati Radharani, was exposed to the most fallen condition living in peace of this material world when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enacted his Sankirtan pastimes. Lord Chaitanya is a corrector and purifier of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Shodhana. Sakshat Brihaspati has appeared as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When a demigod's assembly felt, Supreme Lord is personally coming, what is used? We saw this entire episode of Putrasu, what we are discussing. It started with Indra not respecting Brihaspati. And then he got really, really unhappy, and the demigods, the demons got increased in the power because the Indra disrespected his guru. So Brihaspati thought, what is the use in staying in a Swargaloka? He's being disrespected. Better to come to material world. Here, the earthly planet, Lord himself is going to personally appear. And Brihaspati appeared as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And then he was corrected. And the deliverer of King Prataprudra, Gajapati Tarana. So Prataprudra Maharaj. This entire episode, how Prataprudra Maharaj got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The source of nourishment of Sri Ramananda Rai, Vishaka Sakhi, Ramananda portion. They always used to have. So Ramananda Rai, after meeting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in some short time actually shifted to Jagannath Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always would have Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar beside himself. And they would be discussing all divine transcendental poetry of Chandidas and Jayadev Goswami. And in this way, he gave portion, nourishment to Sri Ramananda Rai. He's a great hero, veera. He increases the ecstasy of Srila Rupa Goswami, Rupa Ananda Varadhana. He's the maintainer and protector of Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Palam. He gladdens Haridas Thakur, Haridasa Modan. And he's very grave, veera. Lord Chaitanya is source of all transcendental mellows of Prajadham, Prajarasa Bhava. He's a destroyer of all the mischievous and wicked mentality. Dushtamata Chatana. So he has given a, he's a veer, he's a great transcendental hero because all divine qualities, he's most beautiful, he's most charming, most attractive, most intelligent, most renounced. All these heroic qualities are possessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he delivers Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He maintains, he protects, and he gives pleasure to Rupa and Sanatana Goswami by giving them instructions and by giving his company to them. And he gladdens Haridas Thakur by again he's giving his company to him. Every day he would come to Haridas Thakur and spend time with Haridas Thakur when he had come to Jagannath Puri. And we all know the past time when Haridas Thakur left his body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his own hands, he picked up the body of Haridas Thakur and begged. He danced with that body, and on his departure, he begged alms from all the shops and fed all the devotees. He loves Haridas Thakur so much. Lord Chaitanya is source of all transcendental mellows of Brajadham. All transcendental mellows of Prajadham are continued in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all wicked mentality and mischievous Kushtamata Shatana. He defeated all wrong philosophies. many, many places in South India. We see, you know, we had a conversation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he had a conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati and Buddhist, and he defeated all of them. And he established truth in such a way that even a small child, Tareena Nana Matagraha, Vyaktam Siddhanta Sagaram, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Mandi, Yata Padasya Vireta, Tareena Nana Matagraha, Vyaktam Siddhanta Sagaram. By his mercy, actually, even a small child, now what is the hope of a small child crossing over entire ocean, which is infested with all kinds of sharks and deadly fishes? No, it's not possible. But by mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these philosophies, it's very difficult to understand what is conclusive truth. We understand when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to east of Bengal, and there he meets Tapan Mishra, who is a great Brahmana, very scholarly person, because he has heard from so many teachers, and because he has read so many books, he is thoroughly confused, not accepting a divine authority. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clears all doubts and establishes the truth. So in so many places we understand how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated all wrong philosophies and established the truth. He dissolves the mundane lust of the deceitful insincere souls by his causeless mercy. Kapati vigatana kama. So by causeless mercy actually delivered the mundane lust. We find Jagai and Madai, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda delivered them, and so many other examples. He maintains and protects his pure Vaishnava devotees, Shuddha Bhakta Palana, by giving them the divine mellows of Braja. And he chastises dry speculative knowledge, Shushkamata Tadana. He destroys the pretentious and hypocritical devotion, Chala Bhakti Dushana. Pretentious and hypocritical devotion is not accepted by, no? That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called as, is a Patita Pavan, is not Kapati Pavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes that, no? Being very, very strict, sincere devotee of Krishna himself. He is the reserve of all pleasure, he is Ram. So in this way, this song beautifully describes the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna. Yes. So should we recite now Mataji today's shloka?
Sure, Prabhuji. We'll share. Yes. The
you're going to share? Are you sharing, Mataji? Should I share?
Yes, Prabhuji, we shared it.
Okay, this shloka is in a kind of a gadya format actually, so can't be sung. Generally, Bhagavatam is to be sung. There are so many divine melodies are there in which Bhagavatam is sung. But we'll just recite this. Asmakam tavakanam tatatatanatanam haretava charananalina yugalam dhyananubaddharudaya nigadanam. Asmakam tavakanam tatatatanatanam haretava charananalina yugalam dhyanadbhutarudaya nigadanam. Swalinga vivarenatma sakrutanam anukampanu ranjita vishadaruchira shishira smitavalokena. Swalinga vivarenatma sakrutanam anukampanu ranjita vishadaruchira shishira smitavalokena vigalitam maduramukha rasamruta kalaya. Vigalitam maduramukha rasamruta kalaya chantastapam anagharhasi shamaitum. Chantastapam anagharasi shamaitum. We'll read the word toward me. Asmakam, of us, tavakanam, for wholly and solely dependent upon you. Tatatata, O grandfather, father of the father. I'm sorry, when some light is on in a person, nobody's there inside. I'll just switch off the light once and then we'll continue reading the meaning. Tatatata, O grandfather, father of father, Natanam, who is fully surrendered unto you. Hare, O Lord Hari, Tava Yuga, your Charana on the feet, Nalina Yugala, like two blue lotus flowers, Dhyana by meditation, Anubadha bound, Rudaya in the heart, Nigada Nam, who chants Swalinga Vivarenena by manifesting your own form. So the devatas are praying this prayer to the Supreme Lord. They want Lord to appear and they are singing beautiful words. Yeah. Atmasatvatanam, of those you accepted as your own. Anukampa, by compassion. Anuranjita, being colored. Vishada, bright. Ruchira, very pleasing. Shishira, cool. Smita, with a smile. Avalokena, by your glance. Vigalita, melted with compassion. Madhura Mukharasa, of very sweet words from your mouth. Amrutakalaya, by the drops of nectar. Cha, and Antaha, within the core of our hearts, tapum, the great pain. Anagha, O Supreme Pure, arasi you deserve, shamayitum, to curb. We read the complete meaning. O Supreme Protector, O Grandfather, O Supreme Pure, O Lord, we are all surrendered soul at your lotus feet. Indeed, our minds are bound to your lotus feet in a meditation by chains of love. Now please manifest your incarnation, accepting as your own eternal servants and devotees, be pleased with us and sympathetic toward us by your love-filled glance with its cool and pleasing smile of sympathy and by the sweet nectarian words emanating from your lotus face. Free us from the anxiety caused by this Rudrasura who always pains the cores of our hearts. Purport. Lord Brahma is considered the father of the demigod, but Krishna or Lord Vishnu is the father of Brahma because Brahma took birth from the lotus flower growing from Lord's abdomen. That's why he is called here as grandfather. Hare Krishna. So now we recite prayers, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yes. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshunyavadi Pashyatyate Shatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Runda Vaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So thank you very much for all devotees from Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. I thank you very much for inviting me, specifically Shama Gauri Mataji, she is in contact with me, for giving me opportunity to share Krishna Katha, Gaur Katha with all of you, because today's 1-9 purport and this shloka is very, very relevant to the upcoming Gaur Purnima festival, because the Lord is being invited to incarnate in this world. The demigods are very much troubled by Vritrasura. Vritrasura is a great devotee, but demigods are unaware. That's a great devotee. In last time when we met, we were discussing actually sometime how much we judge people by external appearance and totally we are mistaken, and later we realize actually it was our fault, right? So here, although Rudrasura is a great devotee, but externally, you know, he's seen as a demon. So we also understand actually sometimes people have their conditioning, and sometimes it's like Srila Prabhupada used to give an analogy of a switching off a fan. Like when you start a bhakti, you know, already the fan is being switched off, but it takes time, you know, for the rotation of the fan to get completely off. It takes little time. Similarly, those who come to devotional service, you know, they already actually they connected themselves to the Lord, they're chanting holy names, and in this way they're purifying themselves. But to show a total effect, you know, it may take a little time, it may take a little while. And unfortunately, we may misunderstand them, like demigods are misunderstanding Rudrasura. or Rudrasura being in a demon's body, actually has certain conditioning, but his heart is all pure. And because these demigods are afraid of Rudrasura, they're offering these prayers and they're inviting Lord to appear in this world. Similarly, 500 years back, we see, you know, the Kali Yuga had started manifesting its effects. And what are the effects of Kali Yuga? Generally, you might have read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the last canto generally describes the effects of Kali Yuga. What are the effects of Kali Yuga? I hope we can also have a little bit of interaction in this class. Yes? What do you read in scripture? What are the effects of Kali Yuga? Yes.
Less intelligent.
Short-lived. Quarrelsome. Shravan Prasad. Mandabuddhi. Mandasumandamadhyo. Yes. They're very lazy. Manda means very lazy. You know, they don't want to take up devotional service. You want to come to temple, people give so many reasons. No, so much work is there. My head is painful. Little reasons actually. You know, want to take Sumanda. And even instructed in devotional service, people are not able to muster determination to practice devotional service. Manda Bhagya. And they are so unfortunate. Even they are able to come to, but they get deviated by so many other philosophies. Manda Bhagya. Unfortunately, otherwise they're already attached to some philosophy. And even they understand this highest truth. But because they are attached to certain philosophy, they cannot give up that. So in this way, people are very short-lived. Quarrelsome. Kali Yuga, the characteristic of Kali. Kali means quarrel. Right? People are very much quarrelsome. And people are materialistic. Totally materialistic. What other symptoms are there? People only care for their hairs. And okay, the beauty will be defined by what kind of hairstyle you do. And people won't follow Satya, Daya, Tapa, Shaucha. All the regulative principles will be broken. People, for simple things, people need to speak lie. And they'll be totally merciless. For just satisfying their tongue, they will kill so many animals. And they'll have no austerity, unclean and no austerity. Even little austerity people can't do. They'll ditch their guru. Mataji has written. Yeah, people are unclean. They're cheating. Yes, for simple dealings also people have deceitful, cheating behaviors. And even the rulers, we're supposed to rule. And Kshatrayati Kshatriya, remove the sufferings of the common people. They will start harassing and people will run to the forest and they will subside, you know, they'll be surviving on some fruits or flesh, these kind of things. They have to give up all their properties and no taxes will be so much. That's mentioned. What else?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, only wealth will be considered as what you call the sign of a man's good birth or proper behavior and fine qualities.
Only by wealth people will think that person is highly, you know, qualified. You know, if somebody has no wealth, even he might have all good qualities, but if he has no wealth, people think, what is the use? People will be totally condemned such a person who has no wealth.
And men, yes, and women will live together only because of superficial attraction. And
yes,
success in business will depend only on deceit.
Right. People won't know, you know, beg, borrow, steal. Unless and until you've got a lot of money, everybody will respect you. But if you have no money, nobody cares. Right.
And, yeah, and a human man will be known as a Brahmana only by wearing a thread, not by following or having real Brahminical qualities.
Right. So all these symptoms were present 500 years back when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is about to appear. Right. And people are afflicted. People are worshipping the goddesses of snakes. And they're spending huge amount of wealth only for worshipping gods. They squandered large sums of money on the sons of their marriage and, you know, daughters, in the marriage of their sons and daughters. You know, huge money people spend without caring. But in terms of giving charity, people didn't want to give any charity. And a great priest like Bhattacharya, Chakravarti, Mishra, Chaturvedi, all these people, you know, they are priests actually, high priests. You know, they are very learned people. They know all these Vedas. But you ask, what is the conclusion of all the Vedas? They can't tell. The devotional service is the conclusion of all the Vedas. They don't know the purpose of scriptures. only for earning, you know, filling their belly. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur used to say, like, it is like breaking the supari with your Shaligram Shila. So people are using Shaligram Shila only for breaking supari and earning charity, right? So all these Brahmanas were engaged like that. They taught all the scriptures, but their activities were not in line with scriptural injunctions. And nobody cared about chanting of the holy names. Srivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his associates appeared in a parts sometimes, you know, which is not considered very auspicious, holy. Now, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his associates in such holy places before his appearance? Because he wanted to purify all these kind of regions which are not considered so holy. And of course, many of his associates also appeared in a very holy land, Navdeep. So Advaitacharya, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, Gangadas Pandit, all these associates, Paramananda Puri, Ishwar Puri, all these great associates of the Lord appeared before the Lord in this holy land of Navdeep and nearby. But the situation was, you know, like this, that people didn't care. When Srivas Thakur used to have Kirtan at his home, all the people would condemn Srivas Thakur. What is this? Why are you chanting so loudly? The Muslim ruler will come and destroy the entire village. You don't understand. You must not chant. We'll kill you for this. So in this way, the Muslim rulers were chastising. No, sorry, not Muslim. This residents of Navdeep were chastising Srivas Thakur just for chanting. You devotees, you're so hungry. You have no food to eat. That's why you keep on shouting these holy names. We know. Better you worship Kali. You're so poor. Sridhar Kolavecha had appeared. And every day would chant loudly holy names of the Lord. And people would chastise him. Why are you chanting so loudly? You're so poor. No, you are so hungry. So much hunger is in your belly. And that's why you're chanting so loudly to hide your hunger. Better you worship some demigod. No, you'll get some profit. No, what is the use of worshipping Krishna? So people have no devotion to Lord Krishna. So they were so-called, you know, we say, you know, Vedic time and few hundred years back was Vedic time and everything was right. But that was the situation. People are only doing karma kanda. Even the so-called renunciates and hermits never chanted the names of the Lord. They were under influence of all speculative philosophies and dry knowledge. They never cared about congregational chanting of the holy names. Rather, they condemned when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Varanasi and is chanting and dancing. And you know, the Prakashananda Saraswati is followed calling as Bhauk Sannyasi. He's a Bhauk. He's sentimental Sannyasi. He doesn't understand. The Vedanta has to be studied. And one should study, you know, the Vedanta and all this high-fi Sanskrit literature and, you know, juggle the different meanings. Why all this chanting and dancing? It is not a symptom of a greatly renounced person. So, so-called renunciates, actually, they were not caring about devotion to Krishna. And those who are considered most pious in society, they hardly sometime during some kind of ablution, sometime they may chant Govinda or Pundarikaksha. They won't chant otherwise. Even devotional perspective, you know, while reading Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, people are not able to take out. People are screwing out the meaning of Gita and Bhagavatam. They are not able to present in devotional way. So seeing all this condition of the people at that time, Vaishnavas got greatly distressed. What is the situation? What is the hope for us? Unlike the demigods are praying, Advaitacharya, being Mahavishnu himself, he decided, I must call out Supreme Lord. Because, you know, I can destroy all these people. But how many people you got to destroy? Everybody is following religion in this age. There are no devotees, hardly any devotees. So their devotees used to have their private kirtan. All that appeared in different lands. And sometimes they gather at each other's house. And they would meet each other and they would discuss Krishna Katha. They all forgot what is their transcendental position in the Krishna Loka. What are their transcendental forms? They didn't remember. But they were associating as if, you know, they are the most bosom friends of each other. You know, the most loving company they had, you know, with each other. You know, they were enjoying each other's company and discussing Krishna Katha all the time. Either at the house of Srivas or either at the house of Advaitacharya. They would meet each other. And day in, day out, they would discuss Krishna Katha. But seeing this whole situation, they're very disturbed. So the devotees are also disturbed the situation. The demon, you know, so not demon, the devatas are also disturbed. But what is the difference? In last purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions actually. What is the difference between a devotee and demon? What did you study? Probably yesterday you discussed. What is the difference between devatas and devotees? Yes. What did you study yesterday?
One is a kama and the others are a kama.
Yes. So what does it mean? You know, how Srila Prabhupada defines in a purport? What makes a devotee? Who remembers?
Devotee surrenders to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna.
Okay. What Srila Prabhupada, thank you, Mataji. What Srila Prabhupada mentions?
The devotee does not ask for his own protection.
Right. No, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, even there is a distressful situation in the life of a devotee, he will think, why should I disturb the Lord? What is consciousness? What Srila Prabhupada quotes, what is consciousness? When the difficulties and disturbances come to the life of a devotee, what he thinks? Yes. What does Srila Prabhupada mention?
Kattenu kampam susamik smaram.
Yes. It's all my fault. Probably it's my sinful activities I am suffering. Why should I disturb the Lord? Better I suffer. He doesn't want to disturb the Lord for his sufferings. That is consciousness of a devotee. That even I may go to hellish planet, no, it doesn't matter. Right, but I will not forget my Lord. But demigods, as soon as the disturbance comes, the demigods, they immediately want to call out to Lord. Lord, please come, remove the distress. We can't move ahead. Right. Please help us. That's also fine, but they are called as Sakam Bhaktas. You can understand, like I was just thinking about this actually, that they are living illusion life because they're having their subtle bodies, right? It's not a spiritual body, the demigods they have. The Lord is coming. No, Lord is so kind that he's killing all these demons, but it's all illusion. The whole material existence is kind of illusion, right? For a soul, it's a dream. But Lord still is so kind because the demigods are assisting living entities actually, gradually, by path of karma kanda, then jnana kanda, then dhyana, then bhakti. Gradually, they're going to move to bhakti actually, right? And they're assisting. Krishna comes and even allows them to live their illusion life. Okay, live in their illusion. We're killing all these demons, right? Krishna is so kind. But devotees, they accept what you're suffering, understanding it's probably because of my own karma I'm suffering. That's the distinction between devotee and the devatas. But here Advaita Acharya is also praying Lord to appear. So what is the difference? Now Lord Advaita Acharya is calling out the Lord. Why is calling out? Now what is the difference between calling out by devatas and what is different than calling out by Advaita Acharya? Yes, what is the difference between both of their calling?
He's calling for others' benefit.
Yes, he is not calling for himself. I am not distressed, O Lord, for my own deliverance. O Lord, I am going to anyways cross over this Vaitaranya river. Because I am totally absorbed in singing your glories. I am chanting, dancing, feasting. I don't need to care about my own deliverance. I am going to anyways get delivered. The mukti stands with the folded palms in the house of a devotee. Please accept me. Please accept me. Please accept me. Devotee says, no, I don't want you. No. Where there is no Krishna service, I don't want that liberation. A devotee doesn't accept that. Right? He doesn't even care for liberation. A devotee. That is the stature of a devotee. So, Tvadivire Gayana Mahamruta Magna Chitta. But he's feeling lamentation, Prahlad Maharaj says. A devotee feels lamentation for whom? Soche tato vimukha chetasa Indriyartha, Maya, Sukhaya, Bhara, Mudva, Tulimoda. That I don't care about myself, but I am distressed for the fallen conditioned living beings of this world. Maya, Sukhaya, for little pleasures of this world, which are going to diminish. Srila Prabhupada, on the way to Krishna, use analogy of materialistic happiness like lightning in the sky. How long the lightning remains? It's just a flash of a moment. But spiritual pleasure, is compared to day sunlight, is all the time it's there. You can enjoy every moment. That is spiritual pleasure. Material happiness is like a lightning, a flash of lightning. It comes and it goes. So there is no real satisfaction. So devotees are disturbed seeing such materialistic people's condition that always they are in fearful situation, they are lamenting, they are in illusion. Yes. So in this way, a devotee is very much disturbed seeing their situation. And he prays for them. He feels sorry for them. Soche tato. I feel sorry for these people. they are working very hard. They are foolish people, Srila Prabhupada says. I feel lamentation for them. So that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in a company of great devotees. Today morning, you know, we had gone to Nidai Ghat, you know, by great mercy of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada and all various Vaishnavas. I have this opportunity. Now I am right now in Mayapur Dham. Generally, I am in Pune temple, but I am attending Navdeep Mandal Parikrama in daytime and evening. I have this, you know, this SPT meetings. So today morning, we were in Nidai Ghat and we were discussing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sannyas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is in the company of Srivas Thakur. He is in the company of Mukunda Sanjay. He is in the company of Advaita Acharya. Day in and day out, they are chanting holy names and they are having Ras Leela Bhavas manifested in the house of Srivas. Such intimate loving kirtans are happening at his house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day, he goes out. He is in the mood of a gopi, sulking. He is in the mood of Radharani, sulking. You know? Krishna, you know, he is, you know, she is angry on Krishna, sulking with Krishna. And he's chanting the names of Gopi and one student comes and asks, why are you chanting the name of Gopi? You should chant names of Krishna. Where is mentioned you should chant the names of Gopis? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in the mood of Radharani, who is in a sulking mood, is what Krishna? He's a cheater. He left Gopis and he went to Mathura. What is this Krishna? He killed Vali from behind when he came as Ram. No, I won't worship Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radharani, thought, no, he is a messenger sent by Krishna. So he chastised. And then Brahmana got so angry. He started blaspheming Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to his friends and he said, what this Nimayat Pandit thinks? I am also Brahmana. I also Brahma Tejas. I can also curse. What is Nimayat thinks of himself? He's not a devotee. I thought he is a devotee of Krishna. He's not a devotee. They didn't understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I came to this material world. I got this Pipalik hand to remove the cup, but the cup is increasing. These people not respecting me, they're committing offense and they're going to go hell. I wanted to deliver them, give them nectar of Krishna Prem. And that's why Takva, Sudushtaja, Surepsita, Raja, Lakshmi, Dharmishtare, Vachasa, Yadgadaranya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, giving up, which is most difficult to give up. Sudushtaja, Surepsita, Raja, Lakshmi. Now, who can have mother like Mother Yashoda? Sachi Mata is not different from Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda, when Krishna goes to the forest, till the end of, as long as possible, she comes behind Krishna. Krishna, please take your tiffin box. We forgot. Krishna, please, you know, adjust your garland. And mother, you go. And she will go back. Krishna, wait. Krishna, probably, you know your... please, friends of Krishna, Balram, Subal, Madhu Mangal, please protect Krishna. Krishna is so naughty. Oh, mother, you go now. No, already it's late. And mother will go back. And Krishna, wait. What happened now? Krishna, you know, let me... bring some more sweets for you. So in this way, you know, she will always think how, you know, she will not leave company of Krishna. And she will make all that. She is Mother Yashoda. Who can have a mother like Mother Yashoda? All the time meditating, chanting the names of Krishna, singing his glories. Right? Although Krishna shows the most divine his forms, like Krishna shows all the Brahmandas in his mouth, but Mother Yashoda's affection is so much. Now, what has happened to Krishna? No, she's not able to understand Krishna, Supreme Lord. For a moment, she's bewildered, but immediately, actually, her maternal affection takes over. Right? So, Mother Yashoda's affection, who can have affection like Mother Yashoda? She is Sachi Mata. And who can have love like Lakshmi Devi? Every moment, actually, Lakshmi Devi is eager to render service to the lotus feet of the Lord, Vishnu Priya Devi. She loves the Lord so much. And both of them are telling, Mother Shachi is telling, when she understands, the Lord is going to accept sannyas. Nimai, you're going to accept sannyas? We never said you don't worship Krishna. You are a whole day in and day out, you know, night and whole day you're chanting and dancing. And we never told you stop it and you come home and why you're chanting all day, all night. Right? We are always happy you're worshipping Krishna. You can worship Krishna even as a householder. She was crying tears when he's speaking this. Who can give up company of such a mother and such a wife? She was so pained, Vishnu Priya Devi. When she understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to accept sannyas, right? She was crying tears. So who can give up? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just for our sake, Maya, Mrugam, Daita, Etsitvan, Mudhavat, Vande, Mahapurushate, Charana, Aravindam. Just for people who are running behind this materialistic happiness, people like us actually, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. Specifically, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, because this Nada, this Advaita Acharya gave loud calls, actually called me, I appear. So Advaita Acharya, he himself is incapable. Oh, Mahavishnu cannot give Krishna Prem. And Advaita Acharya wants the best of the highest gift, to the most fallen people of this age. You want Lord Krishna should personally appear and deliver them to Krishna, you know, giving, distributing Krishna Priya. And he worships Krishna with, you know, he has read in scriptures, Gautami Tantra probably, that if you worship Shaligram with a love and affection, with the Ganges water, with a tulsi leaf, and you call out Krishna, Krishna will definitely fulfill the desire of a devotee. So Advaita Acharya has firm faith and he's calling out the Lord, oh Lord, please appear, you know, your time has come. And because being loudly called by Advaita Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this world to deliver most fallen people of this age. Right. So that is appearance of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually, when distress situation is. So Advaita Acharya is calling, the difference is not calling for himself, actually. He's calling for delivering the, you know, the people who are engrossed in the materialistic pleasure. Srila Prabhupada is a prime example. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He already has got promise that all his cantos of Bhagavatam, what he related, will be published. He has established now high contacts. He is in touch with Lal Bahadur Shastri and President of India and all these people now. Right, and he could have lived his peaceful life. Nobody goes out of Vrindavan. Once somebody comes at his old age, people would think, what kind of business Srila Prabhupada has got? Why is he going again to Delhi and all these places? He should peacefully live in Vrindavan at this old age. Now, who is going to dare to leave Vrindavan? What to see of leaving Vrindavan to go to Delhi? Srila Prabhupada left Vrindavan to go to America. Not knowing actually who is going to assist him there. Not knowing what is going to happen. Just to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. He was so distressed. We hear in the song Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada prays actually that Rajastamo, Rajastamo Bhave Sabayachana. All these people are totally covered with Rajaguna and Tamaguna, passion ignorance. How they are going to understand Krishna, your message? Srila Prabhupada is intensely praying to the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada is calling, you Lord, actually make me your puppet. And make me dance. You know? I don't have bhakti, I don't even have knowledge. You know, such intense humility Srila Prabhupada is saying. I don't have, you've given me name Bhaktivedanta. So it's your duty to make my name right, make my name successful. Bhaktivedanta, you've given me name. Now you act through me, become, you know, make me your instrument. That is the consciousness of a devotee, that he invokes the Lord for deliverance. He doesn't think that he himself is a qualified actually. It always depends on the mercy of his spiritual master and Lord, that with their mercy actually something can happen. Right. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada called out the Lord. But there is a difference, not for his own sake actually. Srila Prabhupada was ready to take all kind of disturbance. You know, Srila Prabhupada writes in one letter that I always have this buzzing sound in my ears all time. Can you imagine Srila Prabhupada all his life, all time Srila Prabhupada had this buzzing sound in his ears. But Srila Prabhupada says, you know, Srila Prabhupada had kind of diabetes and Srila Prabhupada had so many bodily difficulties actually. But Srila Prabhupada tolerated all these bodily difficulties just for spreading Krishna consciousness. You know, Srila Prabhupada says, but I still maintain myself on a spiritual plane. So we learn from Srila Prabhupada. So that is the difference between a prayer of a devotee and demigod, right? I will read this, you know, translation one more time. Just if I open this. O Supreme Protector, O Grandfather. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Supreme Protector. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saves actually all living beings. How he protects? Kali Kukura Kadan Jadi Chaore. Kali Bhayanashana Kali Yuga Pavana Si Sachinandana Gavai. The Kali Yuga is ocean of faults, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by blessing us with holy names, Kalo Dosho Nide Rajan Asti Eka Madhuna Krishna Dev, no, Kirtana Dev Krishna Se Mukta Sangha Paramaja, just by chanting holy names actually, will be delivered. So Lord in this way protects. Lord protected Kaliya Krishna Das. So this beautiful pastime of Kaliya Krishna Das, where Kaliya Krishna Das is caught up by the Bhattaharis. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have left him, right? One servant is gone, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally goes because, you know, he's serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhrutyardhyam Pranadapala Bhavabhipotam Deyam Paribhogna Vishnudoham Tirthaspadam Shivarinchinutam Sharanyam. So their line of shlokas actually 5.11.5.33, 34, 35, we find there's a description of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varnam, Krishna, Krishna, Sangobang, Sankirtana. The most intelligent people, if somebody is most intelligent Kali Yuga, what is symptom? They'll worship that incarnation of the Lord, which has golden complexion and which is always chanting the holy names of Krishna. That is a incarnation of the Lord worshipped by the most intelligent people, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna. And one wears his associates and his beauty as his weapons. And his Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedasa. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this Sankirtan Yajna because he's also called here as a grandfather. And in that shloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called as Sankirtanaika Pitarau, Kamalaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sankirtanaika Pitarau. He's a founding father, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda, Sahodito, Lord of the Kushpur, and in Najan Lamita Bujo, Kanakavada, Sankirtanaika Pitarau, Kamalaya Takshu. You know, he's a grandfather, but grandfather of Sankirtan movement. If you know, generally we call Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur as grandfather, but if you know really behind, who is the founding father of Sankirtan movement? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this chanting of the holy names. So that incarnation started his chanting of the holy names. He is our grandfather, supreme grandfather, right? Brahmaji's father. Oh, grandfather. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how is a protector? Dhyam sada paribhogna vishnudoham. This shloka also comes regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I discuss that shloka also. The next shloka, Tekta Subhishtaja Suryapsita Raja Lakshmina Rimishta Arevachasa Yadgad Aranyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. Yadgad Aranyam. Going to the forest means accepting sannyas. Giving up the most difficult to give company of his mother and wife. And Dharmishta Arevachasa. One Brahmana cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because, you know, earlier past time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're having such confidential mellows of Braj in the Shiva Sangan that only selected devotees were allowed to enter, not everybody. So one Brahmana, you know, not being allowed to enter, he cursed. He broke his Brahman thread. He cursed. This Nimai. No, I curse him that he'll never have materialist happiness in his life. And when Nimai heard this, he got very happy. Wow, I'll not have material happiness. I'll accept sannyas. So Dharmishta Arevachasa, by on the order of, or by the curse of this Dharmishta, Lord is Dharmishta, Aryavachasa, by the curse of Brahmana, Yadgadaranyam, Lord went to the forest. No, he made this as a reason, but the actual reason was Maya, Mrugam, Daita, Ipsipan, Vadhava, to deliver us. That was the main reason. And there is another shloka which comes, Pari, you know, Dhyam Sada, Paribhagna, Mishra, Dovam, Tirthaspadam, Shivirin, Chinutam, Charanyam. That we should always meditate. Dhyam, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that it's Gayatri, you know, in the Gayatri also you always meditate, actually, right? So Dhyam, this word represents Gayatri. That we should always meditate. Sada, always. Kirtana Deva, you know, Satatam Kirtayantumam, always. So in a purport, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says the Sankirtan is easiest form actually. And by Sankirtan we can always remember the Lord. By other process, very difficult to remember the Lord all time. But you can, one can chant the holy names of the Lord. There are no hard and fast rules for Sankirtan. In the purport it's written that no hard and fast rules. You know, small child can chant, Srila Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada, you know, dog can chant. So, you know, small child actually can chant, or even dog can hear that, right? And we saw in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, you know, he made dog to chant his holy names, right? You know, small puppy dog, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought that puppy dog in his home, and mother said, hey, why you got this puppy dog? Go and take bath. Mama, no, don't release this dog. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to take bath, and mom, the dog is released. And Chaitanya Nimai comes home. And then mother, he asked, mother, where is my dog, puppy? Oh, puppy, I don't know where it went. Oh, mother, why you left him? No, I don't know. We'll find him. And then the Navadvip Vasis, they find this puppy, you know, in a divine ecstasy, you know, raising his two legs, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda. There is a book written by His Holiness Dhananjaya Swami Maharaj, The Animals in Krishna Consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is so merciful that so many animals are being delivered. Right? So, Dhyam Sada, that there are no hard and fast rules. Paribhavagnam Abhishradoham Tirthaspadam Shivarinchinutam Charanyam. Abhishradoham, that he gives the Abhishra and Paribhavagnam. All this materialistic envy actually between the hearts of living entities is destroyed by chanting of the holy names. So there is a war going on Russia and Ukraine. Both are from same background, you know, the Russian origin. Ukraine was part of Russia, right? And there is always enmity between India and Pakistan, but similar origin and same place, but still there is enmity. So you always find actually there are wars are happening in this world, and there is a war between countries, and there is a war between states, and there is a war between the societies and communities, and even the heart of the people in the family, there is a people are fighting with each other, everybody sitting, you know, in their own screen, right? Everybody want their own agenda. And in our hearts also, there are so many conflicting situations, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this holy name, he has given this benediction, this Hare Krishna Andolan, is to bringing people actually. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that one day will come when all the Russians, the Prussians, and all the people of Africans and yellow people and all these people will hold hand in hand like brothers and sisters, and they will chant loudly, Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari, Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari. And that's happening. I'm a part of international parikrama, and people have come all over the world. And the traversing the parikrama, and they're all chanting together, Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari, Jai Sachinandana Gaur Hari. That benediction, paribhavagnam, giving up all envy actually. People are offering obeisances to each other and they're loving and embracing each other. Abhishradoham. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bestowing anarpita charim chirat karunayavati ranakalo. To bestow something which has never been bestowed. Avishta, the most desirable for a living entity, which he doesn't know, but actually this most desirable thing. What is that? That is a Krishna prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering that. Anarpita, which has not been offered for a long, long time. Abhishradoham, tirthas padam. He is the one actually at his lotus feet, all the tirthas stand. Even great devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tirthi kuronti tirthani swantasthena gadabrata. Srimad Bhagavatam says that great devotees, by remembering Lord always, they carry all the tirthas. And they purify all the tirthas when they go to tirthas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the purport, it is written that when many people actually can't come to. I met one devotee when I had gone to Ujjain Kumbh Mela many years back. I forgot which year exactly it was. And the devotee is from Africa and he was talking about his father. His father is a Prabhupada disciple, 70s, but he has never been to India. He's always sending his devotees, different devotees, because they are very poor, actually, no money. So whenever they get money, they send other devotees in the yatra for India. In the purport is mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being there, actually all the tirthas are manifested. Yesterday we celebrated the appearance day of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And Maharaj decided to leave his body in the Gita Nagari farm. Not coming to Vrindavan or Mayapur. Maharaj, he wanted to highlight that every temple of Srila Prabhupada is not different from Vrindavan and Mayapur. Wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, that temple, all the holy places reside at least. So we should have firm faith. And we should fix up in our service. Of course, whenever there is opportunity, Srila Prabhupada also called devotees for the Pandu Parikrama and Rajmandu Parinu. Srila Prabhupada asked actually devotees to come to India for celebrating certain festivals. At the same time, sometimes it may not be possible, and all the tirthas are still manifested. All the many devotees are here. In this call, I think, from America. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested himself. And all the holy places in this way are manifested at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tirthas Madam, it also means that Anand Tirth, Madhvacharya, actually. Our parampara comes in Madhvacharya. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Swara Thakur says actually, Tirthas Padam is actually Anand Tirtha. The devotees who come in a line at the lotus feet of Anand Tirtha. Tirthas Padam, Shiva Virinchi Nuttam Sharanyam. And he becomes a deliverer of, or he becomes the shelter of Shiva and Virinchi, Shiva and Brahma. So Shiva came as Advaitacharya and Brahma came as Haridas Thakur. And they accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their shelter. Vrutyartiham pranata pala bhavabdi potam. Vrutyarti artha means the distress. Vrutya means the servants. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu removes the distress of his servants. We were discussing Kal Krishna's pastime. For all the all our distress actually. Dukhe duragelo chintanaragelo chodikhe anandade. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That all the distress has been removed by chanting of the holy names of the Lord. The process he has given. Kevala ananda kanda is full of happiness. Pruthyardhyam pranatapala bhavabhipotam. His lotus feet are shelter by which we can cross over the nations, or this material existence like ocean, which is difficult to cross over. And we can, if we take shelter of any other thing apart from the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Supreme Lord Krishna, they are not different from each other. The demigod says it's like catching a tail of a dog and thinking about crossing a ocean is impossible. Vande Mahapurushati Charanaranda Vindam. We worship lotus feet of such a divine Lord. So similar bhavas are also explained in another beautiful Vaishnava song actually. Can we sing another song? Because Gaur Purnima is approaching and all the essence is contained within the beautiful songs written by all these great acharyas. Can we sing one more song?
Yes, Professor.
So because similar feelings what the demigods are expressing here, they're also expressed in this beautiful song. So I just thought we can sing this song. So we'll chant this. I'll open actually the song. Okay, I'll share my screen. There's so much to discuss actually. Let's see how far we can go. Okay.
Gauranga tumi more dayana chadi ha Gauranga tumi more Dayana Chadiha Apana Kariya Ranga Charane Rakhiha Apana Kariya Ranga Charane Rakhiha Tumhara Charane Lagi सब ते आगिनो तुम्हारा चरण लागी सब ते आगिनो शीतल चरण पाया शरण लोहिरो शीतल चरण पाया Charana Lohinu Gauranga Tumi More Dayana Chadiha Gauranga Tumi More Dayana Chadiha Ekule Okule Mui Dilote Lanjali Kule o kule mui dilo tilanjali rakhi ho charane more apnar bari rakhi ho charane more apnar bari वासुदेव गोशे बले चरण दधिया वासुदेव गोशे बोले चरण दधिया कृपा करी राख मोरे पद छाया दिया कृपा करी राख मोरे पद छाया दिया गौरांगा तुम्ही मोरे दयाना चढ़ी हो गौरांगा तुम्ही मोरे दयाना चढ़ी हो
Similar bhava. In the shloka also the translation says that, oh Lord, no, your pleasing smile. Actually, we are totally bound to your lotus feet. No, we are given up. No, we have accepted just shelter of your lotus feet. So similar in this mood, he's telling, Gauranga, no, please be merciful. Don't neglect me. No, please accept me as your own. Make me your servant. Accept me. Tumhara charana lagi sabatiya, you know, I have left everything to accept shelter of your lotus feet. Sheetala charana paya sharana loyinu. I got this cooling shade of your lotus feet. And for that, I've given up everything now. Ikuleyo kulemu idiru tilanjali. Which kula I belong to, which family I belong to, I have forsaken everything, Lord. I related to this family or that family in age. I completely abandoned them all. I beg you to mercifully keep me near your lotus feet, calling me your own. Rakhi o charani more apanarabani. The greatest thing is we may call, Lord, I'm yours. But Lord has to call, actually, you're mine, right? That much Guru's confidence we got to win that Guru will think that, no, you are mine, right? We may call, I am yours, but this Guru has accepted us. So we have to surrender our sins. Vasudeva goshe bale charane dharya kripa kari raka mure pada chaya diya. So taking Vasudeva Ghosh, accepting the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, he's praying actually. And he's asking the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord. Please keep me here. We always bestowing the lotus, their soothing shade. So he is always asking, actually, please, Lord, keep me at your shade of your lotus feet. So similarly, in this prayer also, all these words come, actually, right? Lord, you have a protector. Please, you know, we accept your lotus feet. Please protect us. So the same mood is being exhibited by Vasudeva Ghosh. How long we have got, Mataji? We can have question answer also, or we can discuss in more also. There's so much actually, because we're discussing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Thank you, Vishwa. then go for question answer also.
How, what time are you supposed to complete, Mataji, this class?
By India time, like 7:30. 7 o'clock to 7:30, any time we finish.
Okay. So, you know, just few more minutes. So, would you like to share the class, Tisha?
Sure.
Just a little more, no? Few more pastime. I'm getting ready to discuss few more pastimes of Chaitanya.
Haribo. Let's ask Prabhuji, please.
Yes. So, no, I just thought, no, you know, based on the translation, actually, I'll allow on it, my place, 1 second. Translation. Yes. So it is mentioned, now please manifest your incarnation. We saw, no, even Lord Advaita Acharya prayed, actually, Lord, please manifest your incarnation, appear. None apart from you can deliver these people. Accepting us as your eternal servants and devotees. Tumara charane lagi savate agiru. Please accept. Charane rakyo mori apanara bali. Please accept us as your eternal servants and devotees. No, same words actually. Vasudeva Ghosh is praying. Be pleased with us and sympathetic towards us. Even though all the devotees are praying actually. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting sannyas, Gadadhar doesn't want Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept sannyas. Mukunda Sanjay doesn't want. Srivas Thakur is saying, why are you, Lord, you're accepting sannyas? Lord is telling, oh, I'm going to get the love of Godhead fruits. Like a businessman goes to the foreign country, earns a lot of wealth for the family, and then he comes back and gives that fruit. Let me earn the Krishna Prem fruits and distribute you all. What is the use if the family dies? What is the use of earning all the money by businessman? If you go there, we're all going to die. Advaita, no. Srivas Thakur is saying, why are you going? And Sachi Mata is saying, already I lost my 8 daughters. I lost my one son is taking sannyas and I lost my husband. Nimai, you're the only eye through which I see the world. Everything will be dark for me. Why, Nimai, you leave me? And Nimai is accepting sannyas. So devotee is always praying to his servant. Advaita Acharya, no, Lord is always respecting him, touching his feet. Advaita Acharya, what is this cheating? Why Lord is not accepting his servant? Why I'm not being chastised by the Lord? So this is if somebody is being chastised, this is mercy. Right? Advaita Acharya is speaking from Yoga Vasishtha and he's giving all Mayavadi explanations. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears that Nada, this Advaita Acharya is speaking from Yoga Vasishtha, he goes there and starts beating Advaita Acharya. He's such an old man. And his wife is telling, oh, why are you beating Advaita Acharya? He's an old man, he'll die. Don't beat him. So in this way, the devotee is always eager, actually. Even senior in age, they want to be accepted as servants of the Lord. No, it's a cheating. If Lord doesn't accept us, they're servants. No, they feel that it's not right. Accepting us as your eternal servants and devotees. Be pleased with us and sympathetic towards us. And no, sympathetic towards us. No, he's begging mercy. Please, Lord, give me your sympathy. I'm the most fallen. Dauranga korona koro dina ina jane. Mosama pati tapu nahi trigone. Who is more fallen than me? Lord, you appeared to deliver the most fallen people. Where you can find most fallen than me? So your name will be Safal. You are called as Patita Pavan. If you deliver me, your glories will be spent. they'll be spread everywhere. So Nityananda Prabhu, he goes to the house of even prostitutes, or sometimes he goes to the bars actually. He wants to deliver the most fallen people like Jagai Madhai. Because he wants to prove what is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that we see actually people from all backgrounds. People having, sometimes pious background even more difficult actually. You know, in India, people are taking, even pious people are taking, even the South Indians are taking to Hare Krishna Andolan. Right? So wonderful, right? In a mode of goodness, sometimes it's difficult. And even the most fallen people actually, they are being attracted by the Lord. So he's saying, be pleased with us, sympathetic towards us. I'm just reading the translation of today's shloka. By a loving, love-filled glance with its cool and pleasing smile of sympathy, and by sweet nectarian words emanating from your beautiful face. So Lord has a beautiful, love-filled glance. When Nimai glances, he conquers over the heart. Right? When Nimai goes to the market and he goes to a tailor, and as soon as the tailor sees loving glance of Nimai and beautiful face, he's so attracted. Oh, Nimai, what do you want? Please take this beautiful clothes. You don't have to pay anything for this. Please accept this wonderful clothes and wear this. And Nimai goes to the garland maker. And Nimai, oh, you have come, Nimai. Please accept these garlands. These are the best flower garlands I've made. You don't have to pay anything. Please wear them. Wear this. They're all attracted by Nimai. And Nimai then goes to a fragrance, the milk, the person who prepared the milk sweets. And it is, these are the best of the sweets, Nimai, only for you. Please accept this, Nimai. You're our life and soul. And they offer all the sweets. And then Nimai goes to the fragrance maker and he says, Nimai, I personally, with my own hands, I'll anoint these fragrances on your divine body. Please accept this. and they with his own hands, and you don't have to, you know, you just go home and you take bath and still the fragrance remains after taking bath. Maybe a little bit, whatever, if you want. Please accept this. So Nima is so charming that he attracts hearts of everyone. Even the most shushka, dry, Mayavadi sannyasis, when Nima goes to Varanasi, there all these dry, mental speculator sannyasis are staying. And they are, no, they're generally, they're so equipoised, so-called equipoised, they don't think about all these material things, but they're attracted by not the material beauty, but the spiritual beauty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests such a form. You know, he's like Koti Surya Sama. You know, he's become as effulgent as so many suns. And they're attracted by him. So Lord has got beautiful smile. And now, of course, now Gauravaram describes actually that. Now Hasikaram, Lord's smile is every time a new and a fresh smile. With his cool and pleasing smile of sympathy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely sympathetic. And his arms raised. He's calling out all souls actually to embrace him and to accept the chanting of the holy names. So he's extremely sympathetic. And generally, Lord Krishna is Yathamam Prapadanti Tam Sataya Bhajam. As in, how you surrender unto me, accordingly I reciprocate. That's Krishna's policy. As per your qualification, we give you qualification. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he is falling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he is accepting sannyas, he says, Nityananda Prabhu, actually people, they're offending me, they're going to hell. I'll go to each and every house. I'll accept sannyas and I'll beg chanting of the holy names. I'll request, I'll fall down and nobody disrespects sannyasi. Everybody will accept. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extremely sympathetic. And we say Krishna distributes, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says you can loot the mercy. How are you looting? They say when you distribute rasagulla, we say you can distribute one piece, you know, per person, right? But the server is very merciful. He'll say, okay, you know, the rasagulla jar is open, as many as you want, come and take, right? No restriction, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like that, not one per person. You know, he has opened this storehouse of love of Godhead, and as much as you want, you know, as per your qualification, as per your Shraddha, come and as much as you want, you take it, right? There's no end to it. By the sweet nectarian words emanating from your Lord's beautiful face. Lord's words are so sweet. When Kesho Kashmiri comes from the banks of Ganges and sees beautiful moon-like face of Nimai, who's appearing like a full moon, and all the students surrounding Nimai, appear like a stars. And who is this beautiful, attractive person? And when he goes closer, he hears the beautiful, melodious sound of Nimai Pandit, and he's so much attracted by that sound. Who is this Nimai? And he comes to converse with Nimai. So Nimai's flute song. Nimai's his own song, and Nimai, when comes as Krishna, his flute song defeat all other sounds, and demigods get bewildered. Right? The rivers, they stop flowing, Bhagna Vega, and the demigod Brashat Prasuna Kabram over the ladies of demigod, they become disturbed in their ecstasy, and Gavasham Kaniragatani, the cow stop drinking the milk. And Danyasma Mudagate Operaneta, when Krishna plays the flute, even the deers actually, they get stunned, and with their puja on the Durvirachita Pranayama, with their eyes they worship Krishna. So many symptoms, all the symptoms, either the flute song of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he speaks, it's so pleasing what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks. Very measured words. No vestige of energy. Free us from anxiety caused by Rudrasura, who is always with the nectarian words emanating from your beautiful face, free us from the anxiety caused by this Rudrasura, who always pains the cores of our heart. So Rudrasura, one who is always expanding, is called Rudrasura. Rudra means one who is always expanding. So influence of Kali Yuga is more and more expanding. At the same time, the glories of Mayapurthama are more and more expanding. Here the beautiful temple is appearing, the temple of Vedic Planetarium. And after this temple appears, it is predicted that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will spread all over the world further. More and more. And all the dhams, they lose their potency in this Kali Yuga. But Mayapur dham will gain its potency more and more and more. So this influence of Kali Yuga is spreading like Rudrasura. Rudrasura is a divine human, pure devotee. But free us from the anxiety. This Kali Yuga is getting more and more complex, right? Every time there's a volatile situation. The market is a volatile situation because the wars are coming and there is sometimes more heat and more rains and so many difficulties. Even the air quality, index, you can check for your own city. In India, those who are staying, as if they're smoking so many cigarettes per day. So the world is becoming more and more difficult place to live, actually. So we need a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and somehow we quickly purify our lives and try to spread the holy names as much as possible. And in this way, deliver ourselves and try to deliver a few beings actually. You know, Bharata Bhumi Tohile Tava Janma Yaar, Janma Sartha Kari Kar Paropkar, those who have taken birth in India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's your responsibility to perfect your own life and share Krishna consciousness with others. So free us from the anxiety. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you accept the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, automatically anxiety will be gone. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes somebody asks this question, if devotee is unhappy, Srila Prabhupada says, there is no question of devotee being unhappy. Then he is not devotee. So generally, if you are a good devotee, then there is no question of being unhappy, because the devotee carries Krishna in his heart and Krishna is full of happiness. So anybody who accepts devotional service, he'll be always experiencing Ananda Mudi Vardhanam Patipadam Purnam Swadaram. If we are not properly taking shelter of the Lord, then we'll be distressful. But one who's carrying Lord in his heart, the Lord is established in the heart, there's no question of any kind of distress. Right? So we have to become more focused actually on our devotion. Of course, we have to take a spiritual anxiety, but that anxiety is not produces anxiety like the material anxiety. You know, that also produces a bliss. Srila Prabhupada, when making a temple, you know, there was a huge sum needed for making that temple. And Srila Prabhupada said, why to take all this anxiety? And after some time, Srila Prabhupada bangs the table. We must take anxiety. And he called devotees and told, you are in the Lakshmi, we'll pay and we're going to get that place, USA. Right? So Srila Prabhupada was always eager to take the anxiety for the sake of the Lord. But this anxiety is actually purifying us. And this anxiety is not like material anxiety. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us some anxiety so that we remain alert. And in this way, we purify our heart to not become lax. Okay. Yes, we'll open ourselves for questions actually. Again, otherwise, so many pastimes. So better we discuss.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for this wonderful, wonderful pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was really, it felt like you are messenger of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Thank you so much for inspiring us and preparing us for Gaur Purnima. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. And it very well matched with the today's shloka. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Yeah, I was very happy when I got this shloka. I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Prabhu. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was hearing actually.
Just if there are any questions, they can raise their hands.
Yes, it's your time.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class. Nice singing and very nice discussion about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mataji.
Prabhuji, sometimes no question. We hear that... yes, Prabhu, one question.
Yes.
We hear that Narsingadev is for protecting or for he is a Bhakta Vatsala. He comes to protect devotees.
Yes,
and
yes.
And Lord Krishna is a person who removes all the bad things in the world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to give love of Krishna. So like this, like if someone prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu other than love of Krishna, what will happen?
If we pray to Narsingh apart from Krishna? Sorry, can
no,
you please repeat?
If someone prays to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which is other than Krishna Prem, will Gauranga Mahaprabhu respond? This is my question.
Somebody prayed like that. Give an example. Somebody prayed in our history.
Any small, any small thing.
He may, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he's going to help us in our devotion, he may respond to our prayers, because it's not different from Krishna. And Krishna purifies actually. Krishna also. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to offer something more sublime. So Krishna purifies a desire of a person like Dhruv Maharaj prayed, and Krishna fulfilled his desire at the same time purified his heart. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu may actually, if it is helping us in our devotional service, he may help us right? And he may simultaneously purify our heart because it's not different from the Lord Krishna. But he will consider us, you know, very foolish what you're asking. So we should be careful in our prayers.
Yes, yes, Prabhu. So devotee will feel like serving Radha Krishna, will feel like begging Gaur Nithai for love of Krishna, and praying to Narsingadev for some Vaishnava's protection. So this is the...
Pankajangripur was asked this question, why you established, you know, Mayapur is the dham of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all this Avadariya and all these higher rasas are there here. Now, why you established this? He said, this path of Krishna Bhakti is full of, you know, is full of some obstacles are always there. But Krishna is busy, you know, in his pastime Rasleela. You don't want to disturb Krishna with all of these things. So Krishna is mercifully manifested as Narsingdev. And we have this Sushma Mataji, you know, in the, today's call. Today she runs a group, Narsinga Kavacham group, and prayers and devotees, they'll be chanting. Actually, if you request her, she will pray for whatever other sufferings are there. Yes.
Dandatpranam Prabhuji, one clarification, sir. I want to know the exact that meaning of that Gaudiya Vaishnava and normal Vaishnavas.
Gaudiya. So there are devotees of Vishnu, they are called as Vaishnavas, and devotees of Krishna are Karshneyas, and devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu are called as Gaudiyas. So Gauda is also a region, actually. This Gauda Desh, this region of Bengal is called as Gauda Desh. And those who appear because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here and his devotees appeared here. There's also a reason they're called Gaudiyas. But any follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called as Gaudiya in that way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers are called as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They're devotees of Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radharani. I heard like that, Prabhuji. Thank you for the clarification. Thank you.
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself accepts the mood and sentiments of Srimati Radharani. Understanding that she is experiencing, even though Krishna experienced all pleasure in his Kaishava, in his Pauganda pastimes. But Krishna is feeling that I came as to enjoy, supreme enjoyer. But there is one person enjoying more than me. What is this mystery? Radharani seems to be enjoying more than me. I am coming as Krishna and she is enjoying 100 millions of times more than me. So why like that? So he wants to become Ashraya, Tattva. Like Radharani is Ashraya and Krishna is Vishaya. So Radharani, Krishna appears as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, carrying the mood and sentiments of Srimati Radharani to understand her love. So we worship Srimati Radharani for her unparalleled love to Krishna. And we love Krishna and Srimati Radharani.
Thank you.
And there's some question you comment on, so just quickly I'll read it here.
Yes.
What is this question? Could you please explain what does mean Krishna establishing the heart of the devotee? Yes. Sadhya Varudhya Vruddhate Susruvistachanath Dharma Projitakaitavatra Parmo Nirmatsaram Sata. No, the second shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam mentions actually, as you regularly hear, you know, Krishna is establishing your heart. So when Krishna is established in heart, we always feel blissful. So remembrance of Krishna, actually doing every activity for Krishna's pleasure, being mindful of Krishna, remembering Krishna's pastime. So all this mean actually seeing Krishna's hand in every situation. Right? All these symptoms mean that actually. Having great taste for chanting and going to dhamma and performing devotional activities, not wasting time. The more and more we advance in devotional plane, we can understand that Krishna is being established in heart. So the more we are happy in devotional service, that means Krishna is there. And the more we are distressed, that means Krishna left our heart actually. You know, while practicing bhakti, we are not happy. That means, you know, Krishna, we are not carrying our heart. Because if somebody is carrying Krishna, right? When Sachi Mata became pregnant with Gaur, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered in the heart, they were feeling divine transcendental bliss, which you never experienced before. Right? So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters the heart, the divine ecstasy is felt. She became all effulgent. You know, the demigods understood actually that Lord has appeared in our heart. Even Garbhastuti, we understand when Lord appeared in the heart of a Devaki, all the Devatas come and offer their prayers because she becomes extremely effulgent and she becomes jubilant. That is sign. Like Srila Prabhupada, his life is ecstasy. You know, one of the songs it says, Srila Prabhupada lives ecstatic life. So anybody is on this plane is always ecstatic when Krishna is established in the heart of a person. Like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, again, yesterday's appearance day is there. He's got a cancer. One of his leg is amputated. And you know, there's a tremendous pain. But you know, he's saying that I can't tread this situation for anything in the world. I'm experiencing so much happiness. You know, having Krishna in his heart, established Krishna in his heart. Okay, Mataji.
Thank you, Maharaj Prabhuji, for that answer for the question.
Hare Krishna, Dandat Pranam Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji.
Prabhuji, can you repeat the sentence again? The more you the more you feel happy in your devotional service, that means Krishna is established in the heart. And can you complete the sentence, Prabhuji? You said something right now.
I lost. What did I say exactly? That.
You but said yeah, the more we are more happy in devotional service.
Distressed means Krishna slept.
Distress.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. That is the word I wanted. Yeah.
So that means we are not properly doing a bhajan or chanting. If we're feeling, you know, even in bhakti, if you're dissatisfied. Arjuna sitting on the same chariot of Krishna and he's telling, I see nothing else but a cause of distress, actually, you know, or misfortune around me. Right? That is the situation of Arjuna. So we also being in Hare Krishna movement, getting the initiation from Guru Maharaj and getting the holy names and getting Bhagavatam and Chaitan Charitamrita and Harinam, Harikirtan, Dham, everything we got. After that, if you're feeling why this devotee spoke this to me, right, then we are not doing our bhajan properly, actually. Means that happens because our bhajan is, but if we, you know, we won't mind, of course it may come because, you know, even Varadeva felt actually, you know, in that, but it will be very momentary, it won't carry on all the time, right. We are all, we have sentient beings actually, we have all these feelings accepted, you know, we have emotions. But if you're carrying negative emotions, you know, like envy or hatred or envy, you know, for a very, very long time, revengeful attitude, that means actually we're going on a wrong track somehow. We got help, got to have help from some senior devotees to properly understand and come to the right track. Momentarily, the pain will be there, yeah, definitely, but not very long time. One should not carry such negative feelings for a very long time. They're harmful for our devotional group, right? They're not so helpful in our devotional life. Our service attitude will be disturbed with that. Krishna will be pleased seeing us distressed and unhappy and carrying such moods. Many ways actually we can see that it's not right for our body. Yes. Last question. Anybody has or any reflection you want to share? And then close, I think. Okay, Mataji is asking, nursing days of Nusatya, can we connect energy? Same, yeah, nursing is always there. Rito Narsimha, Tato Narsimha, Bahir Narsimha, Rudai Narsimha. Nursing is always there, every Kana is there. Some devotees pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mahaprakash Leela Bhav. Some devotees pray Mahaprabhu as a devotee. In which Bhav we should pray?
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question was, in Satyog, Narsimha Bhagwan came, right? So we right. still pray, we connect to avatar. So what happens when the avatar is over? I mean, over
avatar in is sense, never,
the it's not analogy. Over. I mean, when the pastime is over, so what exactly happens to that energy of that avatar? Means, is it manifested?
Yes.
The presence of the energy or the source is the same with the same energy and potency is there at present also? Means what exactly happens, or they go back to Godhead? What happens after that?
Lord is there, no? Andantarastha Parmanuchantarastham, he's there in every atom actually. So he becomes only unmanifested from our vision, but he's always there, right there in your heart. Lord is there, and as per our devotion, he manifests his form, right? But specifically those who want to cultivate a special mood of a devotion in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya, we have a specific mood actually. So we, you know, after spending some years, you know, we focus on Krishna bhajan, you know, Gaur Katha, Krishna Katha. We even, you know, we are careful. Like we understand all the avatars are actually Krishna appearing as all the avatars, right? It's not different from Krishna. We focus only on Krishna. The hardcore devotees of Gauranga and Krishna, they won't actually, you know, they will always take solace in worship of Gauranga and Krishna. Right. So we should be careful.
Our devotion will be affected if we are attracted to any of the avatara.
Means other than Krishna. No, devotion won't be affected, but there is a specific mood actually of Gauranga Mahaprabhu Krishna, and that mood. If you want to carry on that mood, if you want to enter into that mood, then you got to follow Braj. No, that's what Nectar of Instruction mentions actually. That what is Shloka? that tadanuragi jananugami kalamme nikilam iti upadesha saram. We should follow in the footsteps of Brajavasis, right? They are only attracted by Krishna. They always take shelter of Krishna. What the situation happens, right? So if you want to follow, if you want to become Brajavasi, then you have to follow Brajavasi. That is a process. So gradually, I'm not telling very beginning, but of course that is also not there. No, we should not. We should always have respectful. We always discuss also their past. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed past and Prahlada through many, many times, hundreds of times. But we understand who is Narasimha. Krishna is appearing as Narasimha. Ramadi Murti Kalaniyamena Tishta Nana Avatar Parodhu Bhoneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhat Parama Pumani Govinda Madhi Purushanta Mamacha. So we should not lose our focus. That is means those who want to follow that line, right? You know, there's no harm. Like all the lines are
thank
there.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Eternally grateful to you. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for wonderful session.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanyavad. Yes. Just to add, if I'm wrong, please correct me. Somewhere I have heard, like if you pray to Ram, then you will be going to Saket, Dham, like. So
means,
if
we go to Juhu temple and there is Lord Ram, and we'll certainly offer our obeisances and we'll pray.
No, a devotee of Ram. If you are too much attracted to Narasimha, then if you're too much attracted to Krishna, and your devotional services are towards Krishna, like you are attracted, so you Krishna Prema, and you may plan to go to Goloka Vrindavan. You desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan, kind of thing, the ultimate goal, kind of thing. So this is what I have heard somewhere.
Yes, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to preach, right? When he went to South India and he went to the house of Gopal Bhatta, and his father and his uncle were worshipping the Sri Vaishnavas, and he's saying, why are you worshipping Vishnu? You worship Krishna. Even Lakshmi came to worship Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also tried to preach the brother of Sanatan Rupa Goswami, right? So we are Gaudiyas, so we follow in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we'll preach about Krishna and Gauranga. Right? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always asked, when he saw he's a devotee of, even Murari Gupta actually prayed, but Murari Gupta said, actually I give my heart to Lord Ram and I can't just. So it's fine, he said, okay, you worship Lord Ram. But they tried to preach. Even Rupa and Sanatan tried to preach actually, their brother. But he had given his heart to his Lord Ram. So that's fine if somebody has already given, and that's wonderful, and they can go to that abode. Krishna devotees, they love Krishna. So they will also try to preach their Lord and Gauranga. That's what we see in scriptures, what has happened, right? So, yes, any worship, any incarnation of worship, yeah, then you carry them that mood, and because you're attracted, then you attain that particular abode of the Lord. This last question I'll take from the chat and then we'll close. Okay, how we should worship? No, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of a Bhagwan or as a devotee? Tricky question actually. Because generally we should answer what we have heard. I have not heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically in this regard actually. So, but speculating, philosophically, lower than his worship in the mood of a devotee, he gives more mercy actually, you know, as being worship in the mood of a Lord. Right? But in our temples, we worship Lord. No, we put peacock feather also. So that way, we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of a Lord. Right. So both actually. We also learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a great devotee and try to imbibe his pastimes, lessons from his pastime. But we don't lose that focus. So devotees always want to do Gauranga Kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to hide that he is not the Lord. But Advaita Acharya and all devotees wanted to, no, you are Gauranga, no, like a sun. Can you hide the sun with your hand? You can't hide the sun. Sun is going to manifest. No. The devotees are showing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotees, you know, they always want to highlight Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not ordinary person. He's Supreme Lord, actually. Krishna, non-different from Krishna. But his mood, inner mood is Srimati Radharani's mood. And in that way, actually, we focus on the mood of, you know, in the mood of a devotee, right? We worship him as Krishna at the same time. We focus on his inner mood as he has appeared as Srimati Radharani's sentiments, and advanced devotees will always focus on actually his inner mood as, you know, he's worshipping Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Specifically, actually, he taught this mood to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He came in the Manjari Bhav specifically. Of course, these are very advanced topics and is not our, so much of our, may not be for most of us, may not be that relevant. But as a philosophical point, I want to make it clear that specifically our Acharya has come in the specific mood of a servant of a Srimati Radharani Gopis. So they don't desire, no, our Acharyas don't desire to become a Gopi or Srimati Radharani. They become, even they want to become servant of Gopis, actually, Srimati Radharani as a Manjari. No, that's what we see in the life of our Acharyas. Right? So because, you know, even Manjaris, they're so devoted, no, they don't want their pleasure, because we are also celebrating actually Tamal Krishna Maharaj's appearance day is going to come now. This appearance day is, I was hearing in one of his class, Maharaj telling that gopis are, you know, they want to please Krishna so much that sometimes Krishna comes and Krishna offers, okay, you know, he want to enjoy with them, and the manjaris, they say, no, Krishna, no, you're supposed to go to Radha and you can't. So they don't even want a spiritual pleasure, actually. You know, Krishna want to do a pastime with them, but manjaris direct them, Krishna to Srimati Radharani. So they are so devoted to service of Srimati Radharani. All our acharyas who are appearing as manjaris, you know, to understand their mood, right? So they are so much selfless in their devotion. So that's what Maharaj is telling. I just quoted as it is. His own Krishna. Yes.
Prabhuji,
mm-hmm.
One more hand raised, Prabhuji. Please.
We have just 2 minutes. The call is closing. Yes. And one hand raised.
Yeah, one hand raised. Mataji, can you quickly ask?
Taruni Radha Mataji, can you unmute?
Yes, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. A wonderful class on Gaura Mahaprabhu. My question, Prabhuji, while you're answering one of the questions, you were saying, like, when we're following the mood of Rajvasis, we have to follow, we have to worship Krishna himself. In that, right, I was just thinking, like, how even Rajvasis are worshipping Lord Shiva also, right? Of course, they're not worshipping him as the Supreme Lord, but they're also approaching Lord Shiva. So how could we understand that?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into South India tour. So we have to be careful, actually. You know, would you ask this question? I don't want to be like seem unbalanced, actually. Would you giving me a chance to balance myself? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to all Shiva temples, actually, went to South India. Right. So he saw Shiva as supreme devotee of Lord Krishna. And in that mood, right? Even we have Narsingdev temples, and we have Ram temples in our ISKCON. There are many. Even in Pune, we have Balaji temple. Right. So, but what is the perspective of seeing that? No, that's important, right? We don't worship independently. We always remember the connection with Krishna. In that connection, we worship him. As I also mentioned, that all the incarnations actually Krishna appearing as Narsingdev, appearing as Lord Ram, appearing as Vaman, appearing as Ram. So even when we're hearing Ram Katha, actually, the Gaudiya devotee will think that it's my Krishna actually appearing as Lord Ram. That way.
By approaching them as devotees of the Lord, of Krishna, so we are not our mood of like following in the footsteps of Rajavasis is not spoiled, right?
Yeah, and our time, incidentally, we always do that, but what we prominently do, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prominently did, you know, he was always hearing Pastor Krishna and doing Krishna Kirtan. But when he went to the temple, you know, yes, he went right. So, Rajavasis also, they're always chanting Krishna's name, you know, Yashodama all day is chanting Krishna's name, but incidentally, they go, they celebrate such occasions, right? So focus is always on Krishna, but we are not neglectful. We are always respectful, and we due respect we offer actually. Behonath, Jata, Jata, as per is there, we offer. They are also great devotees.
Perfect, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Jai Garanga, Jai Nathananda. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you so much. Wonderful class.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti koti.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhya.
Vancha kalpatarubhya. Vati phanam pavni pavni. Srasuna Bhagavatam ki
jai. Jai.
Gauranga Nityananda.
Gauranga Nityananda. Gauranga Nityananda. Gauranga Nityananda.